Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Today, in our Tuesday health interview, we're going to talk about falls prevention. It's such an important topic, especially for the elderly, because each year 10% of people over 65 will require hospital admission due to injury, and 75% of these injuries are caused by falls. So what causes people to fall, and what can be done to reduce the risk? In studio now to tell us more, I'm delighted to say we have chartered physiotherapist Aileen Kelly. Aileen, you're very welcome to the show.
Hello, good morning.
First of all, Aileen, can you tell us a wee bit about yourself?
Okay. Well, as you said, I'm a chartered physiotherapist and I have had a long and varied career. I've worked with elite athletes and with some rugby players and professional ballet dancers. And I also, my area of expertise really is working with joints and muscle pain and injury.
Okay. Well, I'm probably looking for a private consultation with you afterwards, but that's a whole other story. Anyway, why is it important to focus on falls prevention?
Okay, well, in Ireland, the population is ageing, and one in three people over the age of 65 will have a fall this year, and two-thirds of those will fall again within 6 months. So the people who've had a fall are really the high-risk people who are going to have a second fall.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And what causes falls? I mean, and who are most susceptible?
Okay, well, there's lots of reasons for falls. You can separate them into two categories. The internal factors really to do with yourself. For example, you might be a lack of physical activity. You might have lost some muscle strength or flexibility in your joints or poor balance. Or you might have had an illness.
And just talk to us about balance there for a moment. Is that something that can deteriorate with people? That just
absolutely.
A sort of a sense of balance just sort of goes over time?
That's right. Your balance, your reactions, balance reactions reduce as you age.
Yeah.
And also because if you've lost some strength and your flexibility in your joints, that three-way combination can cause you to fall.
Yeah. So those are the internal elements. And then, of course, you've sometimes got, you know, snow and ice.
Absolutely.
And,
like we've had recently with Storm Emma, absolutely.
And we're not used to it, are we?
No, you're absolutely right. So, but inside the house, for example, clutter or cables and flexes, if there's poor lighting, for example, mats and rugs, you know, poor fitting slippers or clothes that are trailing, hems, for example, or dressing gown cord, those are all simple ways that you unfortunately can cause an external causes of falls.
Yeah, okay, so there's the internal and then there's the external. What should a person do if they have a fall? You know, if you're there on the ground, was there...
Okay, the most important thing is don't panic.
Don't panic,
and stay calm and remain positive. And just assess the situation. The first thing is, can I get up off the floor?
Yeah.
If you can get up off the floor, then try to roll onto your side, push up onto your hands and knees, and see if you can find a stable surface like a chair or stool, and see if you can help yourself to stand up slowly and safely. And then remember to have a rest afterwards and tell someone and see your doctor if necessary. That's if you can get off the floor.
Yeah.
And then if you can't get off of the floor, you must try and get some help. So make a loud noise, try to reach a phone, see if you can slide across the floor, bang on radiators,
to
alert someone that you need some help.
Yeah.
And the other thing is try to stay warm. Get a tablecloth, rugs, coats, whatever you can find, put them over you and try to keep moving, keep your circulation moving. Only try to move if you don't have pain.
Okay. Look, if you know that you're kind of in that risk category, you know, you're starting to get a bit older, you know, you've lost a bit of muscle tone, your balance is not what it used to be, are there sort of exercise or things that you can do just to, you know, sort of think ahead, prepare ahead to, you know, decrease the likelihood of a fall?
Okay. So I think if you've got, you really need to address the strength and the weakness and your balance. So going to see a physiotherapist is a good idea. Talking to your GP and find out if you can get access to a falls prevention class or one-to-one, an occupational therapist, for example, a community nurse, they will, or any other health professional will be able to direct you towards a falls prevention class.
Yeah, yeah, very good. I was chatting with a fitness expert the other day, and he said, look, if you only have so much time, do a little bit of strength training, because strength training just, it pays you back. It you know, it just rewards you, because you're just in a better space.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, very good. So are there universal balance exercises that you'd kind of recommend?
Okay, there are balance exercises that are used worldwide, and strengthening exercises that are used worldwide. There's a system called OTAGO, okay. O-T-A-G-O, that was developed in New Zealand.
Well, there we go.
There you go.
Just to mention that.
Your home place. And they will. That program has been rolled out really across the world. It's a series of small and simple balance exercises and strengthening exercises that you can do. But it's really important that you get assessed first, yeah, to find out which level you should start at. And yeah, it's important then to do that as a one-to-one, and then you can join a class. Yeah. And then continue to do the class afterwards. Continue to do the exercises yourself afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. Very good, very good. So standing out there at the sink and
yes,
lifting your knees and this
absolutely
sort of thing.
Absolutely, yes. So, yeah, that's single, yeah, leg standing.
Yeah.
Standing with one heel in front of a toe. It's called tandem walking.
Okay.
Sitting exercises, for example, straightening your leg. Standing exercises where your small knee bends, like a mini squat.
Yeah, yeah.
Or where you stand and bring your heel towards your hip behind.
Okay.
So those are all simple types of exercises, yeah, that are in the OTAGO program.
Yeah, yeah, fantastic.
And very helpful.
Yeah, very good indeed. Okay, any final recommendations for us?
Okay, the main thing is to tell someone that you've had a fall, because often when you've had a fall, it's a sign that there might be something not quite right.
Yeah.
And this, the other final thought would be, if you've had a fall, you're more likely to have a second one, and you're top of the list of having another fall, so do something about it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, very good. Look, that's very practical. Aileen, what about, I mean, look, you've given us a lot of good advice here, but, you know, if you've got a parent that you know is getting a little older and they are becoming a little more susceptible and you're kind of keeping an eye on them, is there any sort of advice you'd just give, you know, for someone that's just kind of concerned about their parents?
Yeah. So things like making sure that you go regularly to have your eyes checked.
Yeah.
If you are on more than four medications, prescribed medications,
yeah,
have an annual review with your GP.
Yeah.
If you have a fear of falling, and lots of people do have a fear of falling,
yeah,
address those fears.
Yeah.
Speak with somebody about it.
Yeah.
So those would be really the recommendations.
Yeah, 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 fantastic. Okay, chartered physiotherapist Aileen Kelly, thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
You're very welcome, Bob.
Okay.
Thank you.
I just want to draw your attention to a terrific video on YouTube. It's called Falls Prevention Fuel Tank. Let me give you that again. YouTube Falls Prevention Fuel Tank. It's a lovely video there you can have a look at. Also, just a couple of websites. ISCP.ie. That's the Irish Society of Chartered Physiotherapists. That's ISCP.ie. Or also another one, CSP.org.uk, for the UK Chartered Society of Physiotherapy, and search falls there.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.